you doing?
I'm good.
I am very happy that you're here. A big welcome to Triple J and to Australia as well. Is this your first time?
It is.
How has it been so far?
It's been absolutely amazing. It's the longest flight I've ever been on.
Yeah, you are on the other side of the world. You've got your coffee there and your water, so I can tell you're a little bit run down, my friend.
Yeah, it's just mad.
Well, I hope it's been worth the long trek because you did kick off at Splendor in the Grass on the weekend in Byron Bay. Your first Australian festival, how did it go? Was it everything you expected?
It was awesome. Like, it was proper awesome. I literally love it here. I think I'm going to move.
You should.
Yeah, no, I'm not even lying. Like, I was like, there's something about Australia. It's like, it's got a load of the good things that the UK and Europe has, but it also has like a load of the good things that America has. Like, I feel like there's sort of like some sort of weird middle ground, and everybody here is just proper funny.
We're funny?
Like everyone's,
I was
going
to
like,
say we're chill.
No one gets offended, right? Everyone uses the C word a lot as well, which is where I'm from. We use the C word a lot. But if you go to America and you use the C word, everyone's like, oh my God, you can't say that. So like when I come here, I feel like I'm still at home. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, we definitely have the same kind of banter and sense of humour. So you're in the right
place.
What,
the Geordies and the Australians?
Yeah, we're a bit bogan.
Yeah.
We can be. Did you manage to catch any other acts on the lineup? Like, are you a fan of any of the band?
Yeah, I saw The Streets, which was amazing.
Yeah, and Catfish. Like,
Mike Skinner.
Saw Catfish.
I'm good mates with Catfish.
Wow.
And I saw Tame Impala as well.
Big fan?
Yeah, I love Tame Impala.
Yeah.
Currents is like probably one of my favorite pop albums of the last 10 years.
It's a big one. So you saw their set. I hear you're a fan of Wolfmother.
Wolfmother. Well, so basically, like, I don't really know any of their other stuff. I only know the first album. Like, I'm not like a massive Wolfmother fan, but like I was a massive fan of the first album when I first started playing guitar. It's a monster rock album. Like, that when I was like 12, 13, I was like, what the hell? So like I got that album and then I did this school competition where I had to play with a band in my school, and I rigged the competition.
You rigged it?
Yeah, because I told everybody if they came and voted for my band, I would spend the prize money on booze. And then we'd all get smashed.
So, did you win?
I won. Yeah, totally. I was like a corrupt politician. It was amazing.
Did you shout everyone?
I played. We did Joker and the Thief, and then I did shout everybody all the booze after that.
At least you pulled through with your promise.
Yeah, of course I did. Yeah, it was mine.
Did you get to like meet any cool other musicians backstage? Because the Splendor like backstage area is pretty hectic.
I bumped into Wolfmother guy and basically went over and said, "Is he called Andrew Stockdale? Is that his name?"
Yeah, Andrew.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I just ran over and went like, "Whoa, Andrew! He's a giant!" And like went over and I was like, "Yo!" I was like, "I used to sweat your first album when I was." I don't know if it was a good thing though, because I think you probably would want me to be like, I'm sweating your latest thing, but I haven't heard the latest thing. So I just ran over. I was like, I sweated your first album when I was 13. I love it. And then I really awkwardly bumped into Kevin Parker as well and I was like, yo, Kevin Parker, I think you're a genius.
And that's it?
And then he was like, oh, he's like, thanks, man. He's like so reserved and like mega, mega quiet. And I was just being a total Geordie dick. And then I was like, oh, I was like, I think you're class, you. And I was like, and I love your tunes. I was like, I've loved everything back to Half Full Glass Wine, you know, like back in the early days, mate. I'm a big fan. I loved all the early Tame Impala stuff. And he was just like, oh, thanks, mate. And he was just like, I think panicking. And then I saw him later on in the day. No, I put my thumb up and then he went for a handshake and then I pied him. And didn't give him a handshake. And it was
awkward.
The most awkward, embarrassing thing ever. And then later on, to add insult to injury, I went over to be like, to get the handshake back and didn't get one.
So you went in for round two.
Yeah, I screwed it.
It sounds like it was quite the weekend. And speaking of albums too, I want to touch on your debut record in just a few moments. Will We Talk? It is the latest single from Sam Fender. He is joining you in the studio right now. Now, this is a beautiful song, Sam. And it reminds me, have you heard of Gang of Youths before?
Oh, yeah.
Australian band?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw them. I met him as well.
Dave LaPepe?
Yeah.
Really?
He's an intense guy.
Yeah?
Really nice, though.
Where did you meet him?
I basically saw them in South by Southwest, like, 2 years ago when before I'd signed a record deal. And I was like, oh, my God, that front man is incredible. I was like, he is something else.
Did you see him dance?
Yeah. I was like, wow. I was like, that is how you do it. And I saw him play, and I was like, that is how... You should do it. And he was like saying, he's like, we're not here to just stare at with pedal boards and be like hipsters and all that. And he was just like, he was proper like passionate and he was dancing around. I was like, my God, that man is an incredible performer. And I was just blown away by him. And so then after that, I was like, I've got to see them at any chance I can. So when I was in Citadel, I'm a big music fan in general. I just love,
like going to gigs,
I just love watching bands and anything. Yeah. So I was like, I've got to see that gang of youths band again, see what they're all about. And then I went and saw them in Citadel, and I stood side stage watching them be an absolute legend. And then he came off and I was like, yo, mate. I was like, big fan. I was like, that was amazing. And he like grabbed me because he's a mammoth bloke. He's huge.
Strong dude.
But I'm 6'1", right? And I look like a dwarf next to him. And he like came over and grabbed us by both. But my mom's, he's like, I believe in you, man. And I was like, whoa.
You just got an inspirational Dave Pepe
like,
pep talk.
He was like, he said something along the lines of like, I believe in you. And then he said something because I was like talking about like how he's, it was just mad. I felt like, I'm not a religious guy. Like at all, but I felt spiritual that moment. For that little moment, I felt like I was injected with some sort of crazy existential energy.
He has that presence. That is so like incredible. I'm so glad that you not only know them, but you've seen them and you've met Dave. Because this,
I don't think he knows me, but like, yeah, I walked over to him like a little fanboy, but yeah, it was mad.
Well, your song Will We Talk, it reminds me of Gang of the Youths. Like, it has this adrenaline, and I don't know if it's just like the strings and the extra arrangement going on, but the minute I heard it, I got the same kind of winded feeling that I get from listening to Gang of the Youths.
Oh,
is that
you.
Cool?
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, considering it's a song about one night stands.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
It just really took it out of me. But anyway, it is taken off your upcoming debut album, which is coming out on the 13th of September, Hypersonic Missiles. Mm-hmm. How are you feeling ahead of its release?
You know what it is, man? I'm just dying to get the thing out because a lot of these songs on the first album I wrote years ago, like years ago.
Oh, really? That long ago?
Yeah. Look, I've sat with half of this album, you know, for like, since I was like, 2019.
Wow.
Some of the songs on there I wrote when I was 19.
How do you feel with the expectation of a debut album? Because your rise has been, I mean, when you think of the last year or so, it's been pretty immediate. Like, you got the Critics' Choice. I know you've probably heard that a million times. But, like, you know, even we know what that is, that Brit Award in Australia. It's a big deal. You're following in the footsteps of some massive artists. Does that kind of, or has it played a part in, yeah, the expectation of your record? Like, how do you deal with that experience?
Look, like, I'm already put enough pressure on myself anyway, and I consider myself quite an anxious person anyway. It's quite hard not to be in this world, regardless of whether you're an up and coming musician or not. It's an anxious place, so I'm not going to try and add any other pressure from any external parties, whether it be the label or whether it be, you know, the press or the media. I can only control one thing, which is the songwriting. Mm. And the songs for these were wrote years ago anyway, so that's done.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't actually need to worry about that. The record will come out, it will get received in whatever way it gets received. As long as I can just keep doing this,
yep,
that'll be me. Like,
why don't you be the first Sam Fender?
I'll do that. I'm probably pretty good at doing that.
Yeah, I think you're the only one who could do it. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with us, Sam. You've got a show tonight in Melbourne very soon, and then tomorrow night in Sydney. We'll let you get to the venue. And let's finish off with Tame Impala, a bit of Borderline on Triple J. Thanks, Sam.
Legend. Thank you.
Yay!